An excerpt from Padre de Familia. An unexpected odor welcomed Leon home from school. Entering their small apartment, he smelled his mother's Sampaguita air freshener. But what followed, the overpowering and unmistakable reek of cigarettes, reminded him of the tricycle drivers in front of his school casually dropping their cigarette butts on the ground while waiting for passengers. He was so disoriented by the smell that he did not immediately notice the man sitting on the long wooden chair in the living room. Though once he did, he recognized him immediately. His father, Roman, sat comfortably on the bamboo chair, wearing a sando, jersey shorts, and slippers. He squashed his stick in an ashtray, stood up, and walked towards Leon, who was surprised by how tall his father was. His father knelt and held his shoulders with both hands, looking at him from head to toe, his large hands growing heavy on Leon's shoulders. Uneasy under his father's stare, Leon observed his father in return. He sported a thick mustache and light sideburns, while the hairs on his chin were short enough to be missed. His eyes, which people said Leon had inherited, were narrow with large brown irises. "You've grown so much," his father said finally. Leon hugged his father back when Roman kissed him on the forehead and embraced him, but he almost gagged with the overwhelming whiff of cigarettes mixed with the equally strong smell of perfume. Julia, Leon's mother, entered the living room from the kitchen. His baby brother, Brian, slept in her arms. She smiled when she saw her husband and eldest son. "He's already more handsome than you," she joked. "No, he looks just like me. Don't you think we look alike?" Roman asked Leon. Leon nodded his head hesitantly, because he never understood how people recognize family resemblances. Both his parents laughed. Roman let him go and told him to change out of his uniform. He stopped by the doorframe of the bedroom to look at his father. Roman didn't have a mustache when Leon last saw him, 2 years ago, when he last left for Saudi. When Roman started working abroad, Leon was 3. He came home every 2 years, and each time he came back, he was different. This time, his father looked altogether larger, because of his prominent belly. There was also a black tattoo on his right arm, an animal, frozen mid-air in the act of jumping. Leon was certain the tattoo hadn't existed 2 years ago.